Praise the Lord. It's good to have you here this morning. And if you want to open your Bibles or you want to look on the overhead, we do have the Psalm 41 printed up there. And that's what we're going to read this morning. And it's a Psalm of David. And David is recalling his own experiences as he pens this. It's a prophetic psalm. It doesn't only deal with David and his life, but it's looking toward the future, and it looks toward the Messiah, Jesus Christ, especially in the betrayal by Judas Iscariot, and you see one of the verses there. David's bitter trials and his unforgiving enemies he describes, and yet he also talks about God's deliverance. And it's really an encouragement to all of us who go through similar things. So follow along as I read Psalm 41. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You'll not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sick bed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will not rise anymore. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. Let's remain standing as Stacy comes and opens for us in a word of prayer. And if you like, as we worship the Lord, you can stand or you could be seated as the Lord leads you.
Good morning, family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to be here this morning, God, and we're so thankful for you, that you would draw us near to you, Lord, and that you would come and you would have fellowship with us, God. And we thank you so much for your Son, Lord, as we continue, Lord, to set our heart and our mind and our strength toward this time of the season, Lord, as we celebrate the coming of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, that God, you, Father, was coming into the world in the form of our Savior. What an awesome thing to think about. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for the work that you've been doing here. Lord, we thank you so much for the people that you've given to us, Lord. Thank you for our pastors. Thank you for Pastor Bill and those that serve under him, God. We just thank you so much for the staff, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for this family of believers that you've put all of us together with, God, that we can worship you and praise you in spirit and in truth this morning, God. So we would pray this morning, Lord, continue to pray, continue to pour your spirit out upon us, Lord, as we worship you, Lord, as we lift up our hearts to you this morning, Lord, we would pray, Lord, lead us and guide us into all truth. Lord, we love you because you first loved us. And Lord, we praise you, Lord, not because we need to, not because it's our duty. We praise you because you're worthy of all of our praises, Father. So, Lord, we would pray now. There's so many people hurting out there, so many people that do know you that are hurting, and so many people that are hurting without you, Lord. So enable us now. Prepare us, Lord, to be that sanctuary for those that are hurting out there, God. Again, we thank you. Thank you so much for this morning. Pour your spirit out upon us now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Together, wonderful to me. Hope we have in you. Amen. Would you all stand with us?